You're listening to a Fall Membership Drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call or text us with your breaking news, stories, and tips at 971-801-1378. Our production team for tonight's newscast includes Hannah Francis, Dave Johnson, and Josh Salem. The producer is Althea Billings, and our engineer is Sherry Meredith. Special thanks to Isabel Charlet, Simone Perez, Edwin J. Vieira, Eric Galatas, and Dr. Anthony Lizowitz. The director of Evening News is Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/evening news. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM,
and K220HR
Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Cheryl Denise.
And I'm Dave Johnson. All our KBOO programs are made possible by support from our members. KBOO is currently in our fall fundraising drive, and our goal is to raise $45,000 by September 20th. If you'd like to become a member and support our programming, you can go to kboo.fm/give. Or you can text KBOO to 44321. Stay tuned now for KBOO News in Depth.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
This Labor Day, over 850 people gathered outside the Tacoma ICE Detention Center to stand in solidarity with migrant workers in the United States. The protest was led by the International Migrants Alliance in collaboration with Tengol Migrante, La Resistencia, and many other grassroots organizations. Several buses caravaned with people from Portland to join the rally at the detention center, largely from a conference that was held in Portland over the weekend by the International Migrants Alliance. People also came from Seattle and as far south as Los Angeles and the Bay Area in California to support the detainees and protest what many are calling the systematic oppression and kidnapping of migrant workers by the state. People throughout the nation have expressed resounding support for migrant workers as the Trump administration allocates more funding for ICE and more detention centers. One organizer spoke to the recent developments directly.
As fascists like Homan, the ICE director, say that they're going to ramp up their fight against migrants, we too are going to ramp up our organizing!
Lo que dice Tom Homan, que la situación de ICE va a intensificar. La Alianza a Defender a Migrantes decimos que también nosotros vamos a intensificar.
The International Migrants Alliance, Tango Migrante Movement, and now the Defend Migrants Alliance says we will not back down.
La Alianza Internacional de Migrantes, Tango Migrante Movimiento, y ahora la Alianza a Defender a Migrantes.
Mimi spoke on behalf of Migrantes USA, an alliance of 17 Filipino migrant workers groups.
We are an alliance that fights for the rights and welfare of Filipino migrant workers here in the U.S.
Somos una alianza que pelea por los derechos de los trabajadores filipinos y los trabajadores migrantes aquí en los Estados Unidos.
And we're here today because Filipinos are no strangers to the fascist attacks that we're seeing on our migrant communities.
Y estoy aquí porque la gente filipina no desconoce los ataques fascistas que estamos viviendo aquí en este país.
The last time I was at a detention center, we were visiting Ligaya Jensen.
La última vez que estuve en este centro de detención, estuvimos visitando a Ligaya Jensen.
She is a mother who had been in detention for 6 years.
Es una madre que ha estado en este centro de detención por 6 años.
Sí.
In detention, she faced abuse. She was made, she was sprayed toxic chemicals.
Ahí dentro del centro de detención, ella sufrió abuso. Le pusieron químicos dañinos en su cuerpo.
And she was fed food that she described food for animals, food for dogs.
Tuvo que comer comida que ella describe como comida para animales, para perros.
And just this month, she was deported back to the Philippines with only a backpack on her back, a shirt, pants, and shoes, and nothing else.
Y esta semana la deportaron a las Filipinas con solo su ropa, su camiseta, sus pantalones y zapatos y nada más.
Trump wants to call migrants like Ligaya criminals, but we know they're not.
Trump quiere decir que nuestros migrantes son criminales, pero sabemos que no es así.
Let's be clear, the real criminal is Trump and our home countries that do nothing to help our migrants.
Seamos claros, el real criminal es Trump y los países de origen que no nos apoyan aquí a los migrantes.
Is it a crime to search for livelihood? Is it a crime to provide for our families?
¿Es un crimen buscar por una mejor vida? ¿Es un crimen proveer para nuestras familias?
No. It is both hypocritical and cruel.
Es hipócrita y cruel.
That migrant workers are lured to this country, lured to the U.S. to work, and yet are treated as trash.
Que les engañan a los migrantes para que vengan aquí a tener una mejor vida, pero luego les atrapan.
Why do you think there's so many Filipinos here in the U.S.?
¿Y por qué creen que hay tantos filipinos aquí en Estados Unidos?
We're the healthcare workers that are taking care of the sick.
Somos los trabajadores en el sector médico que estamos atendiendo a pacientes.
We are the teachers that are teaching our children in our schools.
Somos los profesores que estamos enseñando a los niños en las escuelas.
We are the seafarers who are bringing food and products and everything that we use in our daily lives to survive.
Somos los trabajadores de mar, los pescadores que cosechamos para nuestras familias y comunidades.
You don't see the Philippines coming here to the U.S. to recruit people to work in the Philippines.
¿No vemos a las Filipinas viniendo aquí a Estados Unidos a reclutar a gente para que vaya a trabajar allá?
It's the Philippines that sells out our people to the U.S. so that they can be used as cheap labor.
Es las Filipinas que venden a nuestra gente para que vengan acá a ser usados como labor barato.
A representative with the IAM Mechanist Union expressed solidarity to the crowd, showing their solidarity with laborers in the detention center and explaining how the union had supported their formerly detained union members, Auntie Lynn and Maximo Landonio.
Looking out is pretty powerful. I wish you could see it from here, but I think...
Viendo desde aquí, se ve muy poderoso. Yo quisiera que ustedes lo pudieran ver.
But I think it needs to be said one more time.
Pero hay que decirlo una vez más.
Labor rights are human rights.
Los derechos de labor y los trabajadores son derechos humanos.
And human rights are migrants' rights.
Los derechos humanos son los derechos de migrantes.
The machinists were here in the rain for Auntie Lynn.
Los maquinistas estábamos aquí para Auntie Lynn.
The machinists were here in the heat for Brother Max.
Y los maquinistas estaban aquí en el calor.
And the machinists will be here till that goddamn place is closed down.
Julian with Bayan USA, an organization founded on the determination and strength of the majority of oppressed classes and composed primarily of workers' organizations, also spoke at the rally.
There is a war on migrants!
Hay un ataque contra los migrantes!
We should know that it is this very same military that is not just unleashing their attacks on migrants here, but is also ravaging our homelands, where we were forced to leave and be separated from our families.
Es esta misma, es la misma fascismo que está atacando los migrantes, no solo aquí, pero en diferentes partes del mundo, las partes del mundo de nuestra patria, donde estamos salir y quedamos la familia y los amigos ahí.
That is turning our homelands into war zones and battlegrounds where we do not want war.
Que está cambiando nuestra patria como lugares de guerra donde no queremos guerra.
So why does that matter for us here? Why we, while we are organizing and mobilizing at the Northwest Detention Center?
¿Y por qué nos importa aquí, donde estamos movilizando en este centro de detención noroeste?
Because we should recognize that these things go hand in hand. We are just 10 minutes away from the Joint Base Lewis McChord.
Porque entendemos que estas cosas están mano a mano. Solo estamos 10 minutos de la base militar JBLM.
Joint Base Lewis McChord, or JBLM, is a base where they have deployed troops to serve in military exercises and trample upon the indigenous communities, the working communities, the poor communities in our homeland, the Philippines.
Es desde el base militar desde donde se enviaron soldados a través de ejercicios militares conjuntos para enfrentar a las fuerzas armadas de Filipinas a reprimir todo propio y pueblo, donde están poniendo los bases militar en nuestra patria en las Filipinas.
And where they are deploying weapons like the Typhoon missile system in our homeland, where they are not welcome because they will just treat and turn our land into a target for war.
El mismo lugar desde donde se han desplegado armas como el misil Typhoon que convertirá las Filipinas a un objetivo principal si la guerra se intensifica en Asia Pacífico.
But let me tell you this, while JBLM is conducting these operations in the Philippines, we should also know that it is through JBLM that the Northwest Detention Center is also contracting military planes to deport people that are here.
Y cuando JBLM también está haciendo eso en las Filipinas, está agarrando los aviones que está agarrando la gente y poniéndolo aquí en este centro de detención.
So what we have to understand is that the prioritization of US-directed fascism, militarism, and driving our countries into poverty is really at the root of why we are here in the first place. Why we are organizing to fight for those that are here in the detention centers, but also those that are searching to just have dignity and livelihood for them and their families.
Es la prioridad que estamos aquí luchando para los pueblos, para las familias de filipinos, porque estamos aquí y está aumentando la militarización contra la gente.
Many families of those who are detained or have been detained were also present. The family of Wilfredo came to the protest after visiting Wilfredo in the detention center. They expressed concerns about his well-being to the crowd.
He is kind. He's been here trying to do the right thing. He was following the right steps. He was here seeking asylum. He was working. He was attending his check-ins. And he was detained at an immigration check-in. Just trying to do his best.
Último es que mi esposo es una buena persona, él es humilde, él estaba tratando de hacerlo bien, él vino de Venezuela buscando asilo, trabajando, a él lo detuvieron durante una cita con ICE.
So please reach out to your representatives, please keep doing what you're doing and make sure our voices are heard so we can free them all.
Maximo Landonio was freed in July because of the community. Max's spouse expressed gratitude for the people present.
I want to show my extreme gratitude to the unwavering love and support.
Quiero darles mi más grande gratitud por el amor y el apoyo inquebrantable que nos han dado.
And I want to give testimony.
Y quiero dar mi testimonio.
To why it's important to fight.
De por qué es importante pelear.
To stand together,
de pararnos juntos,
and demand justice for migrants,
y exigir la justicia para los migrantes,
refusing never to back down,
rehusándonos nunca vamos a parar,
holding those accountable for their lack of action,
hacer que rindan cuentas los que no han tomado acción,
until everyone is free.
Hasta que todos estén libres.
An organizer encouraged the crowd to stand up for their rights and the rights of every other worker and migrant worker in the United States.
Vivimos los momentos más oscuros en los Estados Unidos con la política fascista y neoliberal de Trump.
We are living under some of the darkest moments in history under the fascist and neoliberal policies of Trump's administration.
Que ha lanzado la política de miedo, de persecución en contra de los migrantes.
Who has launched an attack of fear and persecution against all of the migrants here in this country.
Con el pretexto de detener a los criminales, ha lanzado la persecución y las deportaciones masivas en contra de gente honesta.
With the pretext of trying to squash crime, he is detaining and deporting innocent people.
Cuando no se acuerda que este país ha sido construido por migrantes, su economía ha sido salvada por migrantes, y los migrantes hemos salvado este país. Y aquí estamos mayoritariamente construyendo al desarrollo de este país.
But he needs to remember that this country was built by migrants. When this country's economy has been saved time after time by migrants. And migrants are the ones here today fighting.
En impuestos 107 mil millones de dólares al IRS, al Seguro Social, para mantener la jubilación de los norteamericanos, y a cambio de eso no recibimos nada.
We are the taxpayers. We pay $107 billion to the IRS, to Social Security, to fund the retirement of North Americans. And in return, we are given nothing.
¿No se acuerdan que durante la pandemia fuimos los trabajadores indocumentados que, en base a nuestra vida y a nuestra salud, sostuvimos la economía durante la pandemia en los Estados Unidos?
Did they forget that during the pandemic, the undocumented workers were the ones that had risk of their own lives, saved and continued to work for this country?
Y sin embargo, se lanza el presupuesto de 140 mil millones de dólares para nuevos agentes de migración y para construcción de los centros de detención.
Despite all of this, there is a $140 million budget for ICE and to build more concentration camps.
Para lanzar a agentes encapuchados como perros en cacería contra los migrantes.
And now he is launching ICE cowardly dogs against migrants, against us.
¿Quiénes rompen los vehículos, las puertas de nuestros domicilios para llevarse a padres de familias, a madres de familias y a gente honesta encadenados como si fuéramos delincuentes?
ICE agents break down our car doors, they bust down our home doors, all to take away innocent mothers and fathers.
Por eso no cesará nuestra lucha hasta que se cierre los centros de detención. Esos centros de detención tienen que ser cerrados y, en vez de ello, abrirse escuelas para la educación de nuestros hijos.
And it is because of that that we will never stop fighting until we can shut down these detention centers and open schools for education.
University of California, Berkeley Organization of Filipino Solidarity Group, sang a Filipino song to close out the day.
Balak Araw means one day. We know that one day we will be victorious in our struggle against feudalism, imperialism, and bureaucrat capitalism. One day, the Filipino people will till their own fields, cultivate their own industries, and live and die on their own land. As Filipino youth, we must link arms with Filipino migrant workers and workers of the world to achieve this victory. A world where people can live where they are planted!
You've been listening to a story about the migrant workers' rally outside of the ICE detention center on Labor Day. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Hannah Francis.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
You're listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Hannah Francis.
The genocide on Gaza continues. Dozens of people are killed every day in Gaza, either from starvation, bombs, or guns. Yesterday, it was announced that over 64,000 people in Gaza have been killed by Israel. In a worldwide response, citizens from all over the world have set sail in the organized Global Sumud Flotilla to break the siege on Gaza. Several people from Oregon have joined the fleets. I have here with me Jan Levin, the mother of Paul Reed, a man who has joined the flotilla. Hi, Jan. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So, first of all, could you tell me a little bit about the current status of your son, Paul Reed, who left from Barcelona just this week?
He's doing really good. He's pretty exhausted. They had a rough start to their journey, as I'm sure many people are aware. The ocean was really, really rough, and the waves were just coming over the bow of the boat. There were several boats, because they're smaller, which had to turn back, and they actually needed repair. Since then, the weather's been pretty good, and the seas have been relatively calm. They're all in good spirits, and they're all unified.
Can you tell me about the conditions that compelled Paul to join the flotilla?
Oh, he's been watching what's been going on in Gaza for many years. He lived in the Middle East for a while. He met a lot of refugees in Jordan. He's traveled extensively throughout the Middle East, and he has seen firsthand what's been going on. He's been to Gaza. He's been shot at by Israeli soldiers for filming peaceful demonstrations where there were no weapons, there were no hostilities, no hostile acts taken by any of the people that were involved in the demonstration. They were just simply asking for more food, which was years ago.
Yeah, this really has been a very long ongoing issue that's really coming to a head right now. Like you said, your son has already experienced dangerous situations in past years in Gaza, and now he's taking on something else. What is your son risking by going on this voyage?
He's risking his life. He and everybody else on this voyage are risking their lives. And we have talked about that. And he said, honestly, whatever he's going through is nothing compared to what the people of Gaza have been going through for many, many years. And he stressed that over and over again.
So you mentioned he's been to Gaza before. Can you tell me a little bit more about his connection and maybe your connection with what's going on there?
He knows people from Gaza. He is well acquainted with the situation. Like I said, he's seen it firsthand. My connection came through my kids because they were so passionate about it. And like most Americans, I didn't know anything about it. I swallowed the mainstream media and kind of fought them on every level until I started researching further on my own and finding out for myself what I have been told, what I have learned, what I have read, what I have seen is not necessarily the truth. And that's a really painful discovery to have to find out.
Absolutely. Can you tell me a little bit more about your son, what he does, what he cares about?
He is a gentle soul. He is, he's a graphic designer by trade. He's got the soul of an artist. He loves beauty. He loves peace. He's been a staunch defender of injustice all of his life, even when he was young. He always stood up for bullies and or against bullies and for underdogs and sought justice in so many situations. And I've watched it as he's been shaped into the man that he is now. And he cares deeply about what's happening to the people in Gaza.
So, thank you. Israel released a statement yesterday that they are regarding the people on the boats as Hamas sympathizers and terrorists and plan to intercept their boats. What do you have to say about this?
I would like to know why no one is investigating whether Israel is not a terrorist state. What they are doing is terrorism in the worst degree. These people on these boats are there peaceably, there for strictly for bringing humanitarian aid, food, water, medicine, diapers to the people of Gaza. How is that terrorism? They have no weapons. There's not one weapon on any of the boats. They are completely vulnerable, completely unprotected. How is that terrorism? That's a ridiculous statement for Israel to make. But I expect it because they themselves are a terrorist state. When you think about what the Israeli government is doing, first of all, in past flotillas, they have boarded these vessels in the middle of the night in international water. They have kidnapped the people off of the boats and thrown them in Israeli jails, and then they've deported them. Where is the outrage? And here there are people from all over the world, many, many countries, many languages, and they have so much support from so many people in the world. I just don't understand how Israel can get away with calling them terrorists when they come in peace. They come in peace. They're not there to do any harm. They're there to supply humanitarian aid.
Yeah. I mean, what's more is that the flotilla, everything that the flotilla is doing is it's completely legal. Like, there's nothing illegal about it.
Nothing at all. They're regular boats. They're sailing. They have supplies. They have no weapons. Again, there are no weapons. There's no... they're not there to harm Israel. They're not there to attack Israel. They're not even going to Israel. They're going to Gaza.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if there was any moment in particular that was a turning point that you experienced or you saw your son experience that made him decide to go?
I remember when he was talking about the Handala and... the way he talked, I knew if there was another flotilla, he would be on it. And he said, I have to make my stand and I have to make it public. And I want people to know that this means enough to me to risk my life for it. And I honor that. I respect that deeply. I'm very proud of him. I'm terrified, but I'm proud of him.
What do you hope will happen from this?
What I hope, what I hope is that Israel allows them to complete their mission, to go to Gaza, to unload all of their supplies, and then peacefully go home. That's it. That's all I want. That's all they want to do. I do not want to see any of them end up in a Palestinian prison. They have the Israelis have two types of prisons. They have one for Israelis and other people, and then they have another prison for Palestinians. And I understand that the conditions in the Palestinian prisons are unbelievably horrible, just absolutely horrible. And that's where I'm hearing that they intend to send all of the people on the flotilla. And so, of course, you know, that keeps me up at night.
Of course. This creates grounds for our governments to have to do something about it as well. Mm-hmm. If all of those people are imprisoned.
Just hoping that Israel will not want to deal with the logistics of that many people. We're talking about hundreds of people, because all the ships from all the different parts of the world are coming together. It's happening right now, and they will come en masse through the Mediterranean. And so I believe when they're all together, true to form, that's probably when Israel will strike. But